The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
Assalamu alaikum and good morning, everyone. This is Edward Ahmed Mitchell of CARE, Georgia. Welcome to CARE On Air, the Civil Rights Hour. It is about 11 a.m. on March 6, 2019. I hope you are doing well, inshallah. As always, we begin with prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi sabi ajma'in. So again, this is CARE On Air, the Civil Rights Hour. I hope everyone is doing well and that everyone has been doing well since our last program. So for those of you joining us for the first time, CARE On Air, the Civil Rights Hour, is designed to focus on a discussion of, number one, current events related to the Muslim community, a discussion of important things that we should be aware of, particularly related to civil rights, Islamophobia, and the general American Muslim community. Second, to dive into a particular issue related to the Muslim community, perhaps anything from a particular legal right or that people need to be aware of, or some problem that has arisen that people need to focus on, and then also to hopefully ideally interview people who are relevant and important to whatever has been happening in the prior week. So this is our seventh program, and it's been a pleasure to do this so far, and we hope everyone is enjoying it as well. As always, if you have any questions you would like to ask during the broadcast, we will save time for questions at the end. We can also take questions via email at info@ga.care.com, and then we are happy to answer those questions on air. They could be policy questions, legal questions, what have you. Just send us those questions at info@ga.care.com so that we can then address them on air, God willing. So the thing that I really want to focus on and discuss today is an issue that I assume you're aware of, and that is the latest controversy involving Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. As you know, Representative Omar is one of the two Muslim women elected to Congress last November, and that makes her one of the first two Muslim women ever elected to the United States Congress. She made history last fall. She is also a hijabi, so obviously the first woman to be wearing a hijab on the floor of the House as a member of the House of Representatives. All manner of history that she made. Since then, she has come under expected attacks from anti-Muslim bigots who think that a Muslim, especially a Muslim hijabi, has no place in the United States Capitol. She has been attacked for being politically active, for her views on foreign policy. But she's also become under attack in recent days from fellow Democrats for her views on Israel-Palestine. Representative Omar has been vocally critical of the Israeli government's policies and of American support for those policies. And she got into some hot water apparently about three weeks or so ago when she responded to a tweet from Glenn Greenwald by saying that Kevin McCarthy, Congressional Representative Kevin McCarthy's attacks on her were all about, quote, all about the Benjamins. And she said she was specifically referring to APAC, which is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, a lobby group that for years has influenced American officials to support very hawkish right-wing policies when it comes to Israel, Palestine, and the Middle East. And so she was very pointedly critical of that group, not the Jewish community at large. And by the way, APAC is not even made up mostly of American members of the American Jewish community. There are many Christian members of APAC. They might even have some Muslim members, for all I know. And so she was critical of that one organization. Nevertheless, she apologized because she felt that the language she used, the reference to all about the billions, really could have conjured up some negative tropes, anti-Semitic tropes that have been used in the past about the Jewish community and may have hurt, genuinely hurt the feelings of people who are members of the Jewish community, who are people of good faith, who are not looking to hurt her, but really were hurt by what she said. So she apologized for that and moved on. But then last week, she got into another controversy that erupted because during a speech in Washington, D.C., she questioned why people, and I think specifically referring to people like Marco Rubio and others who have tried to make it essentially to punish Americans who want to boycott the Israeli government and use the law to do that. She said, why is it that people are forcing us to become, to pledge our allegiance to a foreign country? And so that then set off a new controversy about the issue, whether that itself was anti-Semitic, even though she didn't say anything in particular about the Jewish community. And even though, you know, there are people in this country who have tried to make our country completely aligned with, for example, the Saudi government on its war in Yemen and with the Israeli government and the occupation and other countries in what they do inappropriately. So anyway, that controversy has blown up in recent days, and what was really striking is that Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats were prepared to introduce a resolution that essentially would have targeted Ilhan without mentioning her by name, but basically in a subtle way, basically once again accused her of anti-Semitism and condemned anti-Semitism. And, of course, no one has an issue with condemning anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is real, and it's evil and must be fought in any shape we can. But the point of the resolution would have been to target Ilhan, and it would have ignored the fact that real anti-Semites do exist in this country, and they're mostly right-wing extremists, including people who work in the Trump administration, including President Trump himself, who has made, if not anti-Semitic remarks that were incredibly insensitive and offensive about the Jewish community. So that resolution was supposed to be introduced today, but it has been delayed because there has been a backlash now against Speaker Pelosi and the House Democrats and others who are supporting this because this is viewed as, one, hypocritical, because we're not going after the anti-Muslim bigots who are in Congress, the anti-Semites who are in Congress and the Trump administration, but instead responding only to Ilhan Omar. Number two, that she didn't say anything anti-Semitic, and she's not anti-Semitic, a silly fiction that she actually did engage in anti-Semitism when all she did was criticize the Israeli government and those Americans who insist that we blindly support that government's policies. And so, number two, the resolution plays along with that fiction. And so now it's been delayed, and there's some talk of adding anti-Muslim bigotry to the resolution, maybe pulling it all together. We'll see what happens. But today in Washington, a press conference is going on right now, held by a variety of organizations, Jewish and Muslim organizations, have united to say that this is wrong. These attacks on Ilhan Omar, these smears against Ilhan Omar, that is going on right now. What I would like to do is that you listen into the press conference once it finishes. I think it's still ongoing right now, but once it finishes, I will play it back for you and let you listen to what was said. And you're going to hear from both Muslim and Jewish speakers, people who are liberal, people who are conservative, civil rights groups, human rights activists, who are all stepping up and bravely saying this is not okay, this is unacceptable. And over 800 people of various walks of life also signed a statement, a letter that was sent to Speaker Pelosi yesterday that also condemned the smears against Ilhan Omar. And the letter, I think, is very impressive because it, one, lays out what this is really all about. It's not about fighting anti-Semitism for the people attacking Ilhan Omar. It's about attacking people who dare to be critical of the Israeli government and the American government's deference to the Israeli government. You know, and we could debate that issue. Some people might say, you know what, we should be fully supportive of the Israeli government, whatever they want, we should want, and that's just the way it should be. And other people would say, no, we shouldn't be supportive of the Israeli government in that way. We've got to focus on our own priorities, and those may or may not align with the Israeli government. That's a debate, a reasonable debate, that people of good faith can have. But instead of engaging in that debate, anti-Muslim bigots, anti-Palestinian activists, Republicans, and some Democrats want to shut that debate down, want to prevent that debate from happening by simply accusing people like Ilhan Omar of being anti-Semites. That is, instead of addressing them, Ilhan Omar, on the merits of what she's saying, you try to silence her by saying, no, you're being anti-Semitic. And that's not fair, it's not acceptable, and people are starting to see through this nonsense. And more importantly, it really undermines the very important fight against real anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism has been rising in this country with the rise of this radical right wing, helped by President Trump, and with anti-Muslim bigotry, because the people who hate Muslims generally can't help themselves. They hate many other minorities, including the Jewish community. And so as anti-Muslim bigotry has risen in recent years, as this far-right movement has risen in recent years, it is also impacting the Jewish community. We saw that in the horrific shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. So the point being, anti-Semitism is a real problem that needs to be addressed. But we don't help to solve that problem by making false allegations of anti-Semitism against people who are clearly not anti-Semitic. And so I think that is why people are very upset about what's happened to Ilhan Omar. I think we've said enough is enough, and we're not going to stand for it. We have got to be able to debate these very legitimate issues in a responsible and mature way, and not accuse other people of being bigots unnecessarily and unwarrantedly. So with that, while we wait for the press conference, and let me read to you the letter that was sent to Speaker Pelosi yesterday about this issue. And this, again, was signed by, I think, over 800 people, including Linda Sarsour, Imam Omar Suleiman, Nihad Awad of CARE National, the leaders of Jewish Voice for Peace, Black Lives Matter organizations, Patrice Kalors, various rabbis, a good Rebecca Vilkomerson, wide variety of people of different walks of life, different backgrounds, different views, and I think that's very important. So here's what the letter reads. Dear Speaker Pelosi, it has come to our attention that the House Democratic leadership plans to introduce a resolution originally intended to reprimand Congressman Omar for critical comments she made about Israel, about the Israeli government. We urge the Democratic senior leadership to instead pass a resolution that equally condemns anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, as well as religious bigotry of all kinds, condemns anti-black racism and xenophobia, and condemns physical threats against any members of Congress, especially those who are persons of color or otherwise minorities. We, the undersigned organizations and individuals, stand with Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and their vision of a world without racism and oppression, and we reject the vicious and racially motivated bad faith smears against them, including false charges of anti-Semitism, accusations of links to terrorism, and death threats. We believe that it is critical for the resolution to condemn all forms of bigotry. In today's political climate, anti-Semitism and Islamophobia are frighteningly prevalent. There are flames being fanned at the highest levels, including by the current presidential administration. We must work hand-in-hand to combat them together. A congressional resolution cannot afford to glance over the alarming spike of actual anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and religious bigotry in the U.S. today, particularly from the far right that is by far the greatest purveyor of hate crimes, as statistics show. To single out Congresswoman Omar with unfounded accusations of anti-Semitism in itself perpetuates an Islamophobic stereotype that Muslims are inherently anti-Semitic. Americans, including Muslims, can and should be able to criticize Israeli policies or American policies toward Israel, without being falsely accused of anti-Semitism. Furthermore, No nation state should be above criticism. No lobby, whether representing foreign or domestic interests, should be above criticism. Criticizing Saudi Arabia or the Saudi lobby is not inherently Islamophobic. Similarly, criticizing Israeli policies or the Israeli lobby is not inherently anti-Semitic. Representative Ilhan was consistent in her critique of both. Censoring and silencing political commentary, even on sensitive issues deemed unpopular by some, weakens our democracy and is counter to the interests of our country and our core values of free political expression. The Democratic leadership should also not gloss over or erase the many prominent Jewish voices who penned op-eds, ran interviews, or took to social media to echo the above points. It is crucial for the resolution to also condemn anti-black racism and xenophobia. As a black Muslim woman, Representative Omar is uniquely and personally threatened by the exceptional atmosphere of unfair scrutiny of her right to engage in legitimate political debate. With the current rise of white nationalism and xenophobia, bigotry certainly includes, but also certainly extends, well beyond anti-Semitism, and the Democratic leadership would be dangerously tone-deaf, not to mention the horrific significant rise in violence, hate crimes, and death threats against all communities of color. We also call on you to condemn any threat of violence against members of Congress who are people of color. While we are opposed to violence or threats of violence to any member of Congress whatsoever, we recognize that the most vulnerable people among our elected officials are those who come from communities of color. Representative Omar has been at the receiving end of death threats and accusations of link to terrorism and as publicly displayed in the West Virginia State House. These attacks on her are rooted in both racism and Islamophobia, and we have no doubt that the politically motivated accusations of anti-Semitism are actually fueling these threats. Since she has taken office, Representative Omar has consistently been one of the most progressive voices in Congress. We are grateful to her for her consistent and principled stance in support of economic justice, racial justice, immigration justice, environmental justice, justice for the oppressed, including Palestinians, and an end to war. The Democratic leadership should celebrate and support her instead of abandoning and condemning her. We urge you to pass a resolution that condemns all bigotry and racism. We're calling you to pursue this opportunity to demonstrate moral leadership and unity, particularly as the 2020 elections loom large. So that was the statement that was signed by various organizations and individuals, and the press conference is going on right now in D.C. So I'm going to let you listen into this press conference, which is happening right now in Washington. And right now you're going to hear Linda Sarsour speaking to the audience. And in fact, actually, it's 11:17 right now, so let me instead, let's do a PSA break, and then we'll listen in the press conference after we take a break for PSA. So I'll let the engineer go ahead and play a few PSAs for us.
Hey, 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 don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after these quick messages here on American Muslim 360.
On behalf of the Community-Wide Shura Conference, Board of Directors, the Mohammed Schools National Alumni Association, the Islam in America Movement, the Muslim Enterprise Institute, and all honorary co-chairs, you're invited to an unprecedented event for our Muslim and fellow faith community. We're marking the 10th anniversary of the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, American Muslim 360, with a family, friends, and community cruise to beautiful Cozumel, departing from the famous Florida Gulf Coast of Tampa on March 5th, 2020, aboard the magnificent Carnival cruise ship Paradise. Welcome aboard the CWSC 2020 National Intelligentsia Interfaith Cruise to Cozumel, featuring Early Welcome to Tampa by local faith communities. And then it's Bon Voyage to Western Caribbean Cozumel, Recreation Time, including daily congregational salat, halakha circles, and physical exercise, Juma at Sea, National Symposium with panel discussion, call for and presentation of papers and awards, published authors circle celebrating the scholarship of our group intellect, and more groundbreaking intelligentsia presentations, unique artistic expression. Meet and greet the American Muslim 360 Radio National Talk Show host. Join hands in the Neighborly Needs Community Service Project. And then Attend the CWSC AM 360 Black Tie Gala and Awards Ceremony, including recognition of all CWSC scholarship recipients. All of this in addition to enjoying everything the Paradise has to offer, including spas, 24-hour room service, shopping, shore excursions, movies, and activities for the whole family. Although we cruise in 2020, we only have a few weeks to get you the best prices. So don't delay in reserving your cabin and sharing the cruise with family and friends. Call 1-800-327-5782. That's 1-800-327-5782. And mention Community Wise Shura Conference booking number 6DLB36. That's 6. D as in David, L as in Larry, B as in Bobby, 36. Visit CWSC for more information. We look forward to celebrating with you aboard the Paradise in 2020. Together, we can remake the world.
It's a celebration. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Are you looking for a mate or blessed with one? Join us the weekend of March 15th for Marriage is Half Your Deal, Married and Single Social at the lovely Crown Plaza Hotel in St. Louis. Al Mufanu Islamic Center invites you to a weekend of social gatherings, workshops, panel discussions, culture entertainment, sightseeing, a banquet, and more. To register, contact Radia Mukman at 314-283-0417. Again, that's 314-283-0417. You can also contact Medina Wakil at 314-330-4481. Again, that is 314-330-4481. Or you can go online at marriagesinglesocial.eventbrite.com.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
And back to you, Attorney Edward Ahmed Mitchell. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you hear me? Hopefully,
yes,
I
can hear you.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Welcome back. Good. Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you for that. And yeah, I'm very excited about the cruise, and I'm hoping that I will be able to attend that next year, God willing. And so I'd certainly encourage others to do so. As well, you know, oftentimes, you know, Muslims, especially Muslim activists, don't get to have that kind of leisure and fun, and so it sounds like it'd be a great event for the whole family. So hopefully that will come to fruition and be a great event, God willing. So before we took the break, we were discussing the situation with Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, who, as you know, is one of the first two Muslim women elected to Congress, and she has been dealing with a lot of difficulty in the past few days because of these politically manufactured false allegations of anti-Semitism against her. And the House of Representatives, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was about to introduce a resolution attacking her indirectly, criticizing her indirectly as an anti-Semite, But there's been a major backlash among her supporters and Americans of various faiths, including the Jewish community, who are saying, you know, this is not okay. Criticizing the Israeli government is not the same thing as being anti-Semitic, and criticizing AIPAC or other organizations that support American policy towards Israel-Palestine is not anti-Semitic either. And so a press conference held today, it was actually disrupted by anti-Muslim extremists, I think at the very end. And so we're going to try to play the video without that part. It turned into, a shouting match, and it looks like there was some disruption. I think everyone's safe, but it does look like there was some sort of disruption of the press conference in D.C. by anti-Muslim extremists. So right now we're going to try to play the press conference for you. As much as we can without the disruption. So, again, this is in Washington today. Linda Sarsour spoke, Nihad Awad, other leaders of various communities, including the Jewish community. Let us listen in now. Oh, actually, it's still going there. So right now, you can actually go if you want to CARE Georgia's Facebook page or CARE National's Facebook page. You can actually see a live video. The group is actually on their way to Nancy Pelosi's office right now to show, to hand deliver a letter to Nancy Pelosi calling on her to stop targeting Ilhan Omar. So that is still going on right now as we speak. So we can't play the press conference for you. So instead, I will let you listen to what Ilhan actually said that has caused such a firestorm. And I think when you listen to the actual recording of what she said, you'll realize there's really nothing controversial about this at all. So this is going to last a few minutes. I'm just going to let you to everything, unless you listen to everything she said, the full context of it, as opposed to just the thing that was taken out of context. And this was in Washington a little over a week ago. She's speaking alongside Rashida Tlaib to a crowd at a restaurant in Washington, D.C., and she is asked about this issue of anti-Semitism and et cetera, et cetera. So here is Representative Ilhan Omar. This is what caused such controversy. So you can listen to it for yourself.
My being anti-Semitic because we are Muslim. And so to me, it's something that becomes designed to end the debate. Because you get in the space of, yes, right? Like, I know what intolerance looks like, and I'm sensitive when someone says the words you use sometimes are the semblance of intolerance. And I am conscious of that, and I feel pained by that. But it's almost as if every single time we say something, regardless of what it is we say, that is supposed to be about foreign policy or engagement, our advocacy about ending oppression, or the freeing of every human life and wanting dignity, we get to be labeled in something, and that ends the discussion because we end up defending that, and nobody ever gets to have the broader debate of what is happening with Palestine. Thank you.
That was Representative Ilhan Omar speaking in Washington just days ago, and that is part of what sparked the controversy. Now, you know, listening to that, did you hear anything problematic? You hear anything anti-Semitic, anything inappropriate? I didn't. And yet, nonetheless, you've seen the attacks on her. So the press conference that happened in D.C. this morning, the video is up. As I mentioned, it was disrupted near the end by anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian extremists, but it is up now, so I'm going to let you listen to that. And speaking first is going to be Linda Sarsour, who you all may know. Linda is a great activist, and herself has been the target of anti-Muslim bigotry and anti-female bigotry and anti-Palestinian bigotry. And this happens particularly to women of color who dare to speak up and stand out because people just can't stand the sight of it, and they know that they're effective. They know that these female leaders are effective at what they're doing, and people want to silence them instead of debating them, and it's not acceptable. So anyway, here is the press conference that happened a little earlier today. We'll listen to part of it, just a few minutes of it, and then we'll take time for questions. First up is going to be Nihad. After Linda will be Nihad Awad, who is the director of CARE National. All right, this is Linda.
Omar, we have circulated a letter to leaders across the country. There have been hundreds of leaders of progressive organizations, diverse organizations from around the country who also stand with us in unequivocal support of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. We are calling on Democratic leadership to show leadership in this moment by expanding the language of the resolution to include anti-Muslim bias, anti-Black racism, and xenophobia. So today we are gathered here in your field to hear from a few leaders today why they support Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, why this is an important and critical moment, and to show our power as Muslim Americans, Jewish Americans, and progressive leaders. So first up, I want to introduce Nihad Awad, Executive Director of the Council on American Islamic Relations.
That was Nihad Awad, the director of CARE National, speaking. They're outside the U.S. Supreme Court, so the sound is not Great, but hopefully you're able to hear what Linda and Nihad were saying. So right now we're waiting to find out what is going to happen next. It sounds like there's a good chance that the resolution will be significantly changed to include anti-Muslim bigotry. And then I'll be very curious to see if Republicans in the House still vote for it, if it means that they have to themselves condemn anti-Muslim bigotry, along with condemning anti-Semitism, or the resolution may be pulled altogether. We'll have to see what happens, but I think this is an important moment, a turning point maybe, God willing, where people have to recognize that we can no longer just accuse critics of the Israeli government of being anti-Semitic, just as we can't accuse critics of the Saudi government of being Islamophobic. That is what has happened in the past, and it just cannot fly anymore. We've got to be able to have frank conversations about these issues without accusing each other of labeling each other with these false labels. It's just not acceptable. So with that, it's about 11:43. Let's pause. If we have any questions, I'll take questions about this issue or any other issues, but this is the story of the day, the story of the week. But if we have any questions, I'll take those, and if not, then we will move on to a different discussion, wrap up with the PSA, inshallah. Any questions? Anyone on the line who wants to ask questions?
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Please press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you into the queue. And if you're listening by way of 701-719-4197, we ask that you call in now to the studio with Attorney Edward Ahmed Mitchell at 515-605-9891. Again, that's 515-605-9891. Seeing none in the queue, Edward, so
yes.
Let's continue on, and I'll refresh my board just to be sure, all right? But continue on,
okay.
Please.
Sounds good. Okay, alhamdulillah. So if people have questions, the show really, in general, we want to focus on legal issues. So, again, if anyone has any questions they want us to answer or address on different shows, then feel free to email us at info@ga.care.com. So that we can address those issues, on the following week's program, which we would be happy to do, God willing. And we've discussed in the past the issue of employment discrimination, self-defense, and other such things. But if there are any particular issues you're facing in the community, then feel free to reach out to us so that we can address those issues. Here in the state of Georgia, as I mentioned before, most of what we deal with right now, issues of employment discrimination, that's a major issue. We've also obviously had to deal with Muslim women being targeted because of their visible presence as Muslims. Another common thing we're dealing with right now is the prison system. Muslims who are either in prison, who are new Muslims trying to change their life, or people who are already Muslim in prison, or even people who work for prison systems who are Muslim facing difficulty. Here in Georgia, we have a situation with a Muslim employee of the prison system who has been told she can't wear a hijab and was nearly fired because she refused to take off her hijab. And so that case is ongoing right now. We're dealing with that as we speak. And so this is a real problem in the prison system that I think happens not just in Georgia but in other places as well. I suspect the federal prison system is probably better at handling these things, but when you get into these local areas, especially in the rural areas, the South, or with private prisons, they can turn into a bit of a free-for-all. So we that's something we're working on, and inshallah we'll get a positive resolution to that situation. With that, it's 11:46. If we don't have any questions, then I guess we can close out with PSAs. Inshallah, next week, we really encourage people, if you have questions and you can't join the program, to email us any questions at info@ga.care.com. That's info@ga.care.com. It's 11:46. Any questions? If not, my engineer, you can play us out with PSAs, and we will see you all next week, God willing.
We certainly thank you, and God's peace be upon you, everyone. That's Attorney Edward Ahmed Mitchell from Georgia, Care of Georgia. And so as we were hearing the national response to the statements made by our dear senator, well, we're here now live. So thank you, Edward, and God's peace be upon you. Everyone, please stay tuned as we're going to play. Alhamdulillah, saying the praise be to Almighty God.
And we welcome everyone. If you're dialing internationally, listening internationally, surely you can Skype or be on Facebook or and ask your question or direct it to Attorney Edward Ahmed Mitchell. CWSC or American Muslim 360 is present and live by that way and by way of Twitter. We welcome your questions or your comments. Now we'll go to our public service announcements. Seeing no one in the queue, Edward, thank you very much again.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. And one moment, everyone. Okay.
Are you looking for a mate or blessed with one? Join us the weekend of March 15th for Marriage is Half Your Deen, Married and Single Social at the lovely Crown Plaza Hotel in St. Louis. Al Mufanu Islamic Center invites you to a weekend of social gatherings, workshops, panel discussions, culture entertainment, sightseeing, a banquet, and more. To register, contact Radia Mufman at 314-283-0417. Again, that's 314-283-0417. You can also contact Medina Wakil at 314-330-4481. Again, that is 314-330-4481. Or you can go online at marriagesinglesocial.eventbrite.com.
Enjoying the program you're listening to and imagining being part of the solution? You don't have to imagine. Now, wherever you live, wherever you work, you can go beyond the dialogue and network with others committed to being part of the solution. CWSC and AM360 connect you to the Model Communities National Resource Directory. Register your skills, knowledge, and abilities today at CWSC.us. Because words make people, but it will take people to remake the world.
Hadith number 14.
عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحل دم امرئ مسلم إلا بإحدى ثلاث الثيب الزاني والنفس بالنفس والتارك لدينه المفارق للجماعة رواه البخاري ومسلم.
On the authority of Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the blood of a Muslim person is not permitted to be shed, except in one of three cases: the married adulterer, a life for a life, and the renouncer of his religion, the deserter of the community. Narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim.
Note about the hadith. The statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a life for a life, refers to the legal retribution for murder.
Yes, this is Ms. Noura Amatullah Muhammad. I'm calling to support CWSC and American Muslims 360 because it has been a great service for me, especially during this Ramadan. Before, I was not able to read from the Quran because of blindness and was not able to find anyone who would spend the time to read for me. But hanging in there with American Muslims 360, I was able to hear every juice every day, and I loved the Arabic reading with the English translation. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The things that Imam Muhammad has told us to do bring success to our lives. And I want you to know that American Muslims 360 has made my Ramadan the best Ramadan in 8 years. I am so thankful to Allah. And I thank all the readers, and I thank American Muslims 360 for having the courage to go ahead and remake the world. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. You are welcome to my pledge from now on, and every time I get a little extra money, you can see me coming through. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Enjoying the program you're listening to and imagining being part of the solution? You don't have to imagine. Now, wherever you live, we're at.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Dupreeta Hadi, Director of the Model Community National Resource Directory, with a question to ask you. Do you really want to be part of remaking our world? If so, then put that thought into motion. Register your knowledge, skills, and experience in the MCNRD, Model Communities National Resource Directory. Feel the action end of your thinking. Make it happen. It's easy and convenient. Go to cwsc.us, click on the MCNRD button, and register today. Don't delay. We will contact you, and together we will remake the world. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Inshallah, when I grow up, I'm going to join CWSC. I'm going to help remake the world for you and me. I'm going to be part of MCNRD and contribute my talent, my expertise. I'm going to apply for a CWSC scholarship someday in honor of a pioneer. I pray I grew up to be a leader, a strong woman, courageous with no fear. But until that day, I need you to stand in my place and be part of the group intellect until I can join the race. Visit cwsc.us because together we can remake the world.
This is Dr. Amina Ali, the host of The Birth of Women here on American Muslim 360. When asked what The Birth of Women is about, I would have to say you. The topics are real-time life topics, discussions, and points of view from various halakas in the Atlanta area. The women here are ready to speak a new language, divorced from the ways of old and staying stagnant. Sisters are already awake and hungry. And now we have a show that will feed them wisdom they can digest. So join me every Wednesday from 8 to 9 to rebirth a new concept in thinking for a new generation.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome. Have you ever heard a conversation going something like this? Good morning, dear. How are you today? Say what? I didn't hear you clearly. Did you say someone was in prison? Not that nice, young man. Really? Didn't he just get out? Oh. Dear, I'm so sorry to hear that. I really am. How old is he? 22. Well, you know my son is there, too. My nephew is there, and he's been there for some years now. You know, the number is just growing. Yes, yes, yes. I know. We're praying. We're praying. Yes, we're going to continue to be strong. Oh, yes, the children? Yes, they are children. We have to do what we can. That's best. All right, dear. Talk with you later. God bless. Thank you. Yes, yes, I shall. Likewise. Have you heard conversations like that?
Or have you held conversations like that? Well, you know that with the Criminal Justice Reform Act that is in place now, we can make a difference. Join American Muslim 360 broadcast every Wednesday for Criminal Justice Reform. That's from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let your voice be heard. There will be time for you to share, ask questions, especially when you're listening 24 hours a day to American Muslim 360 by way of 701-719-4197, and you'll know just when to dial in and ask your question or make your comment. Thank you for being a partner in remaking the world. Let your voice be heard on American Muslim 360 broadcast, where your voice is protected and your intellect respected. God bless.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid. I invite you to the new broadcast of The Journey of the Journal every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I shall showcase enlightening, informative, and thought-provoking articles from the pages of one of our most valuable assets, one of the jewels in our crown, Muslim Journal. So join me on this path. The Journey of the Journal. Bring your walking shoes. Assalamu alaikum.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Have you ever heard the phrase, don't drink and drive? Just imagine the health care costs and the lives or the families and marriages and careers that maybe, just maybe, could have been saved if we just changed the sentence to two words instead of four. Don't drink. A public service message from American Muslim 360 and CWSC.
Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be upon you. We welcome you to join us this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Criminal Justice Reform, Imam Hananiah Shabazz. And following that, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Imam Bilal Saleem with Prisoner Reform. And following that, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Dr. Amina Ali with Birth of Women. And then ending the night with the co-hosting of Imam Hananiah Shabazz and Dr. Amina Ali with Breaking the Habit. Please join us again and stay tuned with American Muslim 360 broadcast. Please go to am360.org or go to cwsc.us and you can click on to the podcast or any of the intelligentsia there on the panel. Or just dial in to 701-719-4197 and stay continuously listening to the most listened to Islamic radio station in the nation. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us all. We're saying the one God, the God, highly glorified, is the one God.